Globally, an estimated 33 million people are infected with the HIV virus that causes AIDS, and 25 million have died so far from the fatal and incurable disease. These are just some of the latest statistics that have emerged from this week's high-level UN meeting on HIV/AIDS held in New York. Throughout the world, the Catholic Church is in the forefront of those helping to care for those suffering from HIV/AIDS. And the Holy See's permanent observer mission to the UN in New York hosted a side event to the UN meeting. This seminar was entitled Treating, Preventing and Caring: Three Approaches to Addressing HIV and AIDS, and particularly focused on how to prevent mothers from transmitting the disease to their children during birth. UN figures show that half of all people living with HIV now are women, and that percentage is growing around the globe. One nation where the AIDS-HIV infection is spreading fast is India, that has the world's third largest HIV-positive caseload. Indian health workers say the disease is making its way into the general population and is also spreading to rural areas, whilst doctors there report increasingly seeing women infected by their husbands. Father Alex Vadakumthala is head of the Commission for Health of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. He spoke to me about the reasons why HIV/AIDS is spreading so fast in his country.
India is a large country and the population is such a large population. So even a 0.1 decimal increase will be a huge increase when we consider, because it's a subcontinent. However, even with that, the rate of infection is increasing at an alarming rate in all parts of the country, in fact. One of the reasons why, because the true message for prevention is not going across the country, especially into the rural areas and the remote villages, particularly among women and the vulnerable population.
Is it also a question of behavior patterns, though? I mean, people are migrating for work and maybe the men are not being faithful to their wives and then they bring the infection back to their wives?
You are perfectly right, because the migration to the major metros or the cities is common, especially, for example, in the state of Uttar Pradesh, which is the largest populated state in India, and it has also the highest number of migration to the in search of job, and often they don't migrate together as a family, but only the men migrate for the job. And when you are alone in a city, there is also, you are prone to have high risk behavior, and it it helps spread the disease.
I gather that the Indian government now gives drugs for free to HIV/AIDS patients. But what percentage of these people are getting the drugs? Presumably, it's not all of them.
No. It was in 2000, the target was for 2005, I think 5 million population on ART. But still, we have not achieved the target. But we have the antiretroviral therapy centers across the country, especially in the government facilities. For the first time in the church sector, we have already two centers, one at St. John's Medical College in Bangalore and another one in a hospital called Belle Hospital in Maharashtra. So the ARV rollout we are trying both in the government sector and the private sector is going on with the target of reaching out to more people to give the ART. But at the same time, it's not just medicine, that it has to be coupled with nutritional program and also care and support programs. With the funding from the Global Fund, the church is establishing 45 community care centers in 5 North Indian states. The first 20 centers are already started functional, and within next 1 year, we'll have another 25 more. Yes.
But India is a huge country, and yes, it's got very big distances. So for people who live a long way from the big cities where these centers tend to be located, it must be a big problem for them to travel these vast distances to get treatment, not to mention the cost of the travel.
In fact, just yesterday, I was in a place called Mokkama, where the Nazareth Sisters have a hospital and where the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India's Health Commission started a community care center. In fact, for a patient to travel from Mokkama to Patna, which is the nearest city, to access the antiretroviral medicine is, in fact, the travel itself is fairly long. Therefore, we will continue to have that center there so that people from in and around that place in Mokama continue to receive care and support. And what we have also started another community care center in Patna itself, so people can come and stay there, go and get the medicine and get also assistance for any opportunistic infection and go back to their home. So these are short stay home where people are get the counseling support, also we take care of the some nutritious food and then medicine and so on. And Government of India in the last budget, in the railway budget, they introduced free transportation system, transportation possibility through the railway for the people living with HIV/AIDS, but still though implemented. So we hope that that will help to a great extent for the people living with HIV and AIDS. It is a proposal. It has to be implemented. So we hope that that will help to a great extent for the people living with HIV and AIDS to travel and access the medicine in the major metros. In fact, as you rightly said, it is a problem still for the people from remote villages to have access.
UN figures show that worldwide, around half of those infected with HIV are now women. Is that a similar pattern there in India? Is it spreading fast among the female population?
It is true. In India, actually, women are the most vulnerable group. Sometimes the husband who is gone for a work elsewhere comes back home, but still she has even the risk of being infected. Also, the poverty is a factor, so less medical care, less attention. Ignorance is another factor. The gender disparity which is existing in the society is another major factor. So, with considering all these things, women are suffering more in comparison to with men. And then also the children, the orphan and vulnerable children. That's a major issue for the church also to be concerned about. Give me hope. Don't desert me. Don't reject me. All I need is love and understanding.
How many people don't even realize they are infected until it's discovered through a test?
There are recently UNAIDS came out with the statistics, and still almost 28% of people are still not fully aware of the issues connected with the virus.
And is there still a heavy stigma in India against those who are suffering from HIV/AIDS?
Definitely there is. There are cases in which children living with HIV were thrown out from the schools, or rather other parents protested that the school authorities should not keep the children. So if they keep the children, positive children, in the schools, they said, we are going to take out our children. So they had to be, unfortunately, removed. And that's, even in a state like Kerala, where the literacy rate is high, but still this stigma exists. And even with the medical fraternity, unfortunately, we have cases where they refuse treatment, they don't admit them or refuse to operate upon. Pregnant women are not attended properly and so on, just because they are living with HIV and AIDS.
As I said earlier, India has the world's third largest number of HIV-positive people. But how do you see the future? Do you predict a lessening of the spread of the disease?
Health is a state subject in India. So there are some states where they have aggressively promoting awareness program in the schools, other education institutions, in communities, and we find very positive results. For example, the state of Tamil Nadu, where the government and the civil society is cooperating and trying to bring awareness among the people. And there is the recent study reveals that there is a great impact. But there are other states where it is unfortunately spreading fast. Either the government machinery is not adequately committing themselves for this. Also, maybe the NGO network, even faith-based group, they don't have a conducive atmosphere to work properly. Even for example, for us, there are states in which we find it difficult to work because the government is looking at the church with a suspicion. So we cannot take it as India as one nation. In some states, the efforts bring fruit, excellent fruit, and so the result is very encouraging, but there are states that are lagging behind.
And when it comes overall nationally to the contribution of the church in caring for and helping those suffering from HIV/AIDS, what percentage are we talking about?
With regard to the care and support, almost 25% involvement, the care and support is taken care of the church, especially the Catholic Church. We have at present 74 care and support centers, and within 1 year, we'll have 45 more care and support community care centers, which is a major contribution or major response of the church in the field of care and support. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of India's Health Commission initiated a program of study in collaboration with Indira Gandhi National Open University and introduced a study program in distant mode of learning, which is available both in Hindi and English, called HIV and Family Education, in order to bring greater awareness and train more professionals to work in the communities and so on. So the church is really doing an excellent work, though it is a minuscule community, just 2.3% of the entire population. Its presence here in the field of health and education is something remarkable, and doing a great work also in the field of HIV and AIDS.
That was Father Vada Kumthala, head of the Indian Catholic Bishops' Conference's Commission for Health, speaking from New Delhi.